There were school outings to exhibitions at the Haus der Deutschen Kunst. On Sundays, we had to go to the movies. The movie shows were deliberately put on at 10 a.m. so that you couldn't go to church. That caused trouble at home. Our grandparents wanted us to go to church, but of course I went to the cinema, otherwise I would have gotten into trouble at school. It was always propaganda films, blood and soil stuff. The young teachers in particular were Nazis. Our Latin teacher, for instance, who always came into the classroom at the Luitpold Secondary School in Alexandrastraße wearing her BDM, League of German Maidens uniform. And our principal was the father of a submarine commander, a bearer of the Knight's Cross with oak leaves. One morning, class was interrupted and we all gathered in the courtyard. We had to form up in an open square in the yard, and he held a short speech. He said he was proud that his son had been allowed to die a hero's death for the Volk and the Führer and the state. No grief. Then we had to sing the Horst Wessel song and Deutschland über alles. Most of our teachers had already retired and weren't interested in teaching us. The young ones were off in the war. At night, there were the air raids. You sat in the cellar for hours on end. Next day, you had to help clearing up and digging people out who had been buried under the rubble. There were no real lessons anymore till the end of the war. We were terrified by the permanent air raids. One had hardly gotten into bed, and then it all started. The Volksempfänger, the tabletop radio, was on all night, so that we heard in time when there was an alert.